Accessing data. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to Inside the Box, the net voice for GMN and other random rambling. Today's episode, we have a special guest with us, Slimer, or Jason. Welcome, Jason. Glad to have you here with us today. Go ahead and speak what's on your mind.
Well, ain't nothing much. Right now, I'm currently working on a project converting a old console TV into a modern piece of equipment. I've completely gutted it and have installed the LCD panel flat screen. It's a 26-inch Vizio, which is kind of nice little toy. Fits in that console just perfect. I've got a little amplifier for the original speakers in the console running off that TV, so sounds pretty good too. Other than that, you know, I've still got some finishing work to do on it, but it's coming along nicely.
That is excellent. I always love like nifty technology like that. I have an actual little project of my own that I'm working on. It started out as a VU meter, but now I was going to incorporate that into my car, and now I'm looking at incorporating it into a piece of clothing, actually.
Interesting.
Yep. Only thing I need for it now is a sound of a microphone circuit that takes the input from the sound, and I got to be able to adjust it, and then that the output from that will input to the VU meter. Pretty nifty.
I think your basic headphone preamp would probably work great for that.
All right. Now, how's your car project coming along?
Right now, I think it's pretty much in hibernation at the moment due to the weather, it being like cold outside and stuff. I have essentially all the parts for the upper intake replacement to at least put the HO intake on it, but I don't want to be out in the cold working on it. And for me, anything below about, you know, 60 is cold.
Below 60, wow. Yeah. Go ahead.
That's what I get for living in Texas.
Yeah. Actually, if it gets up to about in the low 40s, high 40s, I'm pretty happy.
Probably the hardest part on the HO conversion is doing the cam. Because you either have to take the radiator and grill and air conditioning condensers out or pull the engine. So I probably won't get to that for a while.
All right. Well, I think it's probably the easiest way to go about doing is just yank the motor.
But that's I agree with that.
I'm actually looking at dropping an actual HO motor out of a Mark 7 into mine. But while it's out, I'll probably put a different cam in it. The GT40 heads and whatnot. So that'll be pretty nifty.
Yeah, that would definitely be my preferred route, is to build a motor and then just swap.
Yeah, that would be definitely probably the best way to do it, because then you don't have to worry about taking the motor and taking it out and painting it and doing all this other stuff to it. You can just have your motor on a motor stand and just completely deck the thing out, do whatever you need to, and then when you get ready, drop it in the car.
Pretty much.
But I did happen to like your TV project idea. You got any other projects you're working on?
Currently? Not really. The previous projects, though, are quite numerous.
What would you say is one of your most successful projects?
Probably the Nintendo computer.
Oh, do tell.
Yes, it's an original NES Nintendo Entertainment System, completely gutted, and it's running a dual-core Atom right now with a 320 gig hard drive in it.
Yeah. I would.
That would be my server, actually.
It stays pretty cool.
Oh yeah. Now, granted, the stock heat sink and fan that comes with that thing is complete POS. I took that off, destroyed it, and tossed it. I got another heat sink with a fan on it and modified it to fit with my Dremel and put that thing on there, and it stays nice and cool.
That is definitely awesome. I love shit like that.
And another one that I've done that was very successful was the Cattraption. Basically, the vented cat box.
Vent cat box. Explain.
Yeah. Ventilated the cat box through a 4-inch dryer duct right out the window.
Wow. That gives me an idea. You got like pics and stuff of that one?
Oh yeah. I've most of my projects I post on my MySpace blog, which is public. Though because of MySpace's infinite wisdom of changing around the way things work, there is no direct way to get to it anymore. You have to go to my profile first, and then click on my blog.
Yeah. I think once Facebook became the new thing, MySpace kind of went bye-bye.
Yeah, but it's still better for using as a blog than Facebook will ever be.
Spike. And you know, when I'm driving down Route 9W on a hot summer day, me and the missus always stop at Dickens Fruit Stand. They've got everything from fruit to vegetables, homemade pies, but there is nothing like their cider. Ain't that right, honey?
Uh-huh.
Dickens Cider. Yes, sirree. Why, even though we were late for church last Sunday, she had to have a little Dickens Cider.
Uh-huh.
She says there ain't nothing like it. Even my minister says his wife enjoys a little Dickens Cider now and then. Hey, why don't you bring some home in our protective plastic rib bottle? That way it'll stay fresh. Or you can let it sit a while and have some hard Dickens Cider.
Uh-huh.
It's good at lunch, good at dinner, and there's nothing like waking up with a Dickens Cider. Dickens Fruit Stand, just off Route 9W and Country Road 69. Open 24 hours, because after a chilly summer night, I like to snuggle up in bed with a hot, thick insider.
I mean, heck, I can just look around here and start counting off projects. Flash drive update to my old Tandy 1000. Of course, everything I've done to the cars, stereo systems and whatnot.
What are you running for stereo?
Well, the Crown Vic and the Grand Marquis are both running Kenwood Exelon head units. Pioneer 6x9, I think they're four-way in the rear deck. The Grand Marquis's got 6.5-inch three-way Pioneers in the doors. The Crown Vic's got 6x8 Pioneer three-ways in the doors. And the Grand Marquis's got the pair of Pioneer 10-inch subwoofers in the trunk.
Well, very, very nice.
Sounds good. I would definitely like to add subwoofer to the Crown Vic, but pending increases in financial capital, I'm not going to do it.
Well, how much are you looking to spend for a sub?
Well, the setup I put in the Grand Marquis cost about $400 all told for boxes, speakers, and amp, wire, and everything.
Ouch. That's a little excessive for a set of tens, unless it's like, I don't know.
Of course, that could have been the complete price for all the speakers on it. I'm not real sure. It's been a while.
Well, I do have sources for some decent subwoofers. They generally run about anywhere between $60 and $80 a piece or so.
Yeah, I think for the tens, I probably paid about $50 each. And then I think the boxes, because I just got all the stuff at Walmart. You know, the boxes were the Skosh boxes, so All I did was take their POS seals out and fill it with carpenter's glue when I put it together. It sealed it up real good. And those things cost, I think, $20 each. So, yeah, that was about $140 for the speakers. And it was just under $300 for the sub, for the subs, all told, with the amp, which is a... The amp is the Pioneer 760-watt peak, which is 135 watts RMS per channel and runs wonderfully.
That's awesome. Yeah, I had an old school with the Fosgate sub, just a 12 running with another old school Infinity monoblock. This year I plan on upgrading to 2 12-inch aluminum cone absolute subwoofers, about $68 a pop.
Now, if we want to talk about big future projects, then there's always the Grand Marquis 4x4.
Oh, do tell.
Oh, I'd take the easy way out. I'd probably get a 9th gen F-150 regular cab short bed, pull the frame off of it, and strap it underneath the Grand Marquis and put some diamond plate bumpers on either end.
What do you want to run for tires?
Oh, it'd probably end up being something like 33-inch swampers or something, yeah.
We have another member on here who wants to make a 4x4 Panther.
One thing's for sure, if I pull it off, it'd definitely be the tallest Panther.
Be what?
It would definitely be one of the tallest Panthers if I managed to pull it off.
Yep, definitely.
Maybe not as tall as that one that was rolling those 30-inch wheels that we saw in that YouTube video, but...
Well, there's a difference between practicality and something you're going to drive on the road, you know?
Yeah, and this definitely qualifies for neither.
Yeah, we all love toys here. That's for definitely sure.
And then there's that Hot Rod Lincoln that I bought recently.
Oh?
Yeah, that Mark 6. It's got the Mustang 302 in it and MSD ignition.
I didn't think I saw that one. Was that in one of your readers, right? Dread by Camps?
Yeah, it is. That's that Mark 6 that I took all the recent pictures of.
All right. Hey, you'll see this now. So what else you got going on?
Other than that, just working, sleeping, eating, having fun with the wife. Typical stuff.
Right.
I do not have an underhood shot in my reader's ride of the Lincoln, do I? Nope, there it is.
That is a very, very nice piece of equipment. I like it. My buddy's got one that looks similar. His is a 78 or so, I think, Continental.
Big boat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Post 49 has all the engine bay stuff.
Well, I'm scrolling through pictures right now, looking at interior and whatnot. Very, very nice. You got heated mirrors in that thing by chance?
It's got a heated driver's side mirror.
I know on my Lincoln I also... Oh, yep, never mind. I just answered my own question.
Yeah, there's a picture of that in there somewhere, too.
I'm looking right at it. Thermometer work?
On the new mirror, the old mirror, it just kind of flops around.
Where did you find a new mirror?
It happened to pop up on eBay, and I jumped on it.
Very, very nice. I like it.
I had to pay out the nose a bit, but, you know, it was definitely worth it.
And the thermometer works. So here I am asking questions, and the answer to the question is right on the post. Go figure.
Hey, Sometimes it's hard to find them answers on the site. Sometimes your Google Foo just does not work right, you know?
Well, yeah. You know, I've been seeing a lot of people with this whole fuse box thing under the hood. I'm going to have to go through the tech and figure out how to go about doing all that.
I do know this. It's very time consuming.
Well, time's something I have a lot of right now. You put a push bumper on there?
On the Grand Marquis, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to remember who the heck I got that from.
Oh, there I go. Answer my own question. Different car.
Oh, I got it from the recently banned guy. I think he had pulled it off of some junkyard cruiser and hadn't used it on his, decided to sell it, and I was like, okay, I'll take it.
All right.
Got it here, and you know, 3 days later, it's completely on my car. I had to go get a few more bolts from a hardware store, but that was it.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Now, is that the one that's got the HO in it?
Now, the Mark has the HO in it. The Grand Marquis's got the Lopo.
Okay.
I'm hoping to get an HO in that Grand Marquis eventually if I don't just bypass that altogether and build up a completely built engine for it.
That's probably the way I would go.
The following conversation is real. It took place on Tuesday, June 8th of 2004 between a Blonde Star advisor and a subscriber.
Blonde Star emergency, this is Steve. Is there an emergency in your vehicle?
Oh my God. I've locked myself in my car and the keys are on the outside.
Ma'am.
Oh my God.
Ma'am, I need you to calm down.
Okay, it's just that the windows are rolled up and I'm starting to sweat. My keys are on the outside.
Now, your keys are on the outside of the vehicle?
Yes, oh my God.
Now, does your car have automatic locks or...
Yes.
Here's what I need you to do. Take hold of the inside of your door handle there. Are you doing this? The shiny thing. Grab the shiny thing.
Okay, I've got it.
Okay, now give that a tug.
Okay.
Did it open?
Yes, oh my God, thank you.
Okay, now what is that noise?
Oh, that's my door alarm.
Yeah, but that only happens if the keys are in the ignition, hun.
Oh my God, you know what?
Your keys are actually in your ignition.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God, thank you so much, Blonde Star.
That's why we're here. Do you need anything else?
Blonde Star.
No, that's
always it. On, because you're always blonde.
I'm definitely going to get that HO intake on it eventually, get it able to breathe a little better.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking at, I wanted to go pick up a, what was it, ET40. GT40 intake that I'd found, and I probably should have bugged my friend for the $15 that it took to that it took to buy the thing. And I went back probably about a couple weeks later, and I couldn't find it. And I looked all over the yard, and every single upper intake was taken. Yeah, that's what I said. That kind of, like, really sucked.
Yeah, that'll burn you a bit.
But, on the other hand, I can go up to M&M up in Buffalo, and apparently they got a whole mess of the things up there. And when you can buy a set of heads for $65, I just got to sit around a bit and find a nice set.
Yeah, one of these days I need to go junkyard hopping to see if I can't find a decent donor engine.
Or Craigslist. I know there's a guy, which one did you say the engine bay shop for the Lincoln was?
I got, in my Reader's Ride threads, I've got shots of both of them.
All right, I was looking for the engine bay pick of the one for the mark.
The mark, I think, was post number 49.
70. Okay, MSD.
The HO plate on top is kind of overly polished. Whoever installed this thing apparently went to town on it with a polishing wheel and just overdid it.
Is it nice and shiny?
At least that's what they were going for. It sure is shiny, but you can't hardly see that it says HO on it anymore. Of course, it's also upside down, but, you know, who really cares? It goes.
Right. Well, looks like you got stock 302 valve covers on there, though.
Yeah, they put the engine in there and put all of the original accessories on it.
Okay.
Well, except for the air conditioner. They put a new air conditioning compressor in there.
Yeah, I see this. Along with a new bracket, apparently.
It's definitely got all Panther accessories on it, though.
Right. Yeah, for some reason, I'm not exactly a big fan of air conditioning. But Thane, he picks on me because, you know, my Panther doesn't have any. But, oh well.
Yeah, being in Texas, it gets a little warm, so we kind of like our air conditioning down here.
I know, I'm from New York. I'd probably love it and just roll the window down and cruise down the highway. I'm good.
Yeah, when it's 105 outside, you generally change your tune on that one.
Maybe one of these days I'll get rich and get some money and make a trip down that way. That'll be fun.
Yeah, maybe one of these years I'll make it up to Scott Fest.
That would be pretty bitchin', man. I went last year, and it definitely... Alright, what will you phrase this? For those of you who have not gone to Scott Fest, if you get a chance, please go. It's just 3 days of probably the biggest and best, like, car meet that you'll ever attend. I mean, it's all kinds of food. We have fun, you know, just playing around. We have tech. We have racing. Last year didn't quite go off like we wanted to, but that's okay. But it is definitely a lot of fun.
And then the videos came out, and it was even more fun.
Yep, that was me. Yep. I love making videos. I love taking pictures. Pictures are nice, you know, but a video just does it so much more justice. Yeah. Ooh. Hey, I like your aftermarket fan there, buddy.
Oh, the electric fans I put in the mark?
Yeah. How did you install those? And what kind did you use?
I used the POS ones that they carry at AutoZone. I do not remember the brand. All I know is that that was the cheap one. And it fit great. Moves a lot of air.
You got them.
Bolted it on the radiator with... Actually, I initially got L brackets. Found out that I couldn't really... use the L portion to hang over anything, so I flattened them out, the L brackets, and used them as extensions to the stock mounting studs.
Very nice. Oh, if you get a chance, post the part number for that fan.
That's easy enough to find out.
Oh, you get a chance. Take that thing out and do like a 0-60 video of it.
Yeah, finding a place to actually do that, though, is a trick.
You got any place that kind of goes off on the highway?
That's not the problem. It's the traffic.
Oh.
I live in North Dallas.
Oh, God. I have no idea what that's like, but You know, I've driven in Buffalo and Rochester and drove around in a car. Well, I didn't do driving, but in New York City. So I can't imagine what Dallas is like there.
Dallas proper is pretty tough. Houston is way worse. Thankfully, I'm about 15 miles north of Dallas, technically. And traffic's a little lighter up here, but you still can't get away from people. You can't just pull off on the side of the road and expect there to be a nice gap for you to do a 0 to 60 run.
Oh, wow. What about 4 o'clock in the morning? That is one nice thing, though. I've driven up to Buffalo during the week, and about 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, there's like nobody on the road. Unless it's a weekend. Weekend is a nightmare in Buffalo. The Chippewa and Delaware, packed. Nothing but bars on those two streets.
Oh, wow. I can't find that darn radiator fan no way, no how. Apparently, AutoZone has stopped carrying that thing.
Huh.
What a crock.
Huh.
Oh, there it is. I was in the wrong category. That's what it was.
Ring-a-ding-ding-ding-dong. Ring-a-ding-dong-ding-ding-dong. Ding-ding-ding-ding-dong. Ring-a-ding-ding-ding-dong.
You know, with this guy Gornick on GMN posted, "I wish it were summer." Yeah, me too.
Yeah, aren't y'all like getting pounded by snow?
Oh, well, we're not being pounded just yet, but like the upper part of the upper part of the state gets hit pretty hard. Like the other day, it was pretty funny. I mean, we were having we had decent weather for about 2 days over a weekend, kind of. And then it started getting cold and stuff. And I guess there's this huge, like, snowstorm that hit. But it didn't touch my area, but probably about 30 miles away, they got hit pretty bad. And then we started getting snow here a couple days, like yesterday. We got about a good 6 inches of snow.
Heck, if we ever get like 2 inches of snow, it shuts down the city.
Yeah, my buddy DJ, he was in Kentucky, and he had like a light dusting, and people were driving like idiots. But 2 inches of snow? Come on now.
Oh, yeah. And if it ever ices and the trucks didn't actually get out to sand the overpasses, oh, yeah. Hey, nobody going anywhere.
I understand about the icing over, but 2 inches of snow really isn't that much.
Yeah, but people around here, put it this way. The most snow I've seen since I've moved to this area was 4 inches, and it didn't stick to the street that time. The most snow I've ever seen on a street was about 3 inches deep, and people were driving like as if they were on ice, you know, 2 miles an hour. At the time, I had a Pontiac Parisian, pretty much the Chevy Caprice Brougham edition with Pontiac trim.
Did you have the box version of that?
Yes, the 85. It was the big box B-body. And I'm hauling ass down the road just spraying cars with the slush coming off the side of my tires.
That's funny. They're probably looking at you like, what the hell?
Yeah, I had perfectly good traction, too.
Nice. Now, I have thought about picking up a 99 Continental, 275 horsepower front-wheel drive, just to be funny. I don't know how that, oh, yeah, traction.
Front wheel drive V8. Huh.
Yeah, I didn't even know they even made a front wheel drive version of that. So I got to looking around. I was looking to see if maybe a Texan block and a Panther would be possible. And then I came across that, and I started looking that up. I'm like, oh, front wheel drive V8, let's check it out. Apparently it's got the same four V heads as, you know, it's got the 4.6 in it. And same heads and stuff, just like the Navigator heads. So what's the latest news in your area?
It's going to be a warm week, and the weekend's supposed to get colder. Of course, our cold weekend is probably warm for you.
What, 60 degrees?
It's actually about 60 right now. It's supposed to drop into like the 40s, I think, this weekend.
Oh, shit, I'd be out there in a t-shirt.
Yeah, we're like fully bundled up, wearing thermals.
I'd be looking at y'all like, you nuts? People would be looking at me that way. I'd be down there walking around in a t-shirt, man. Like, what are you, crazy? You got any tech advice for our fellow Panthers?
Any advice? What? Tech advice?
Something off the top of your head.
Let's see. Definitely on the aero bodies, mind your torque converter. If it shudders, it's dying. And if you treat an AOD nice, it will never leave you stranded. But if you beat the hell out of it, you better expect to be paying for some heavy-duty parts.
Yep, like no neutral dropping it.
But that's all the fun of burning tires.
Well, that's what brake stands are for.
Exactly. Neutral dropping is a good way to break gears.
Yeah. Well, I figure if I can't just either do a brake stand or just tromp the gas and squawk the tires, then there's no sense in even trying.
I almost could not do a brake stand in that Grand Marquis when I first got it.
Really?
Yeah, that's how wore out the AOD was. It needed clutches bad.
Oh, wow. See, I kind of wish you guys had the option that we do. I don't know if they made the 90 and the VIX any different than the ones in the townies, but the one I got is, I pulled it out of a 90 townie, and it has a 4.6 master block attached to it. And drained all the fluids and put in a Mercon 5. And I tell you what, the thing just goes. I have no problem lighting the tires up. That's for damn sure.
Oh, yeah. After I got the transmission rebuilt and put the wide range gear set, it will lift the nose coming off the line. It won't get the tires quite off the ground. Which, that would be really funny anyway, because it's such a big boat. But it does lift the nose about, gets the bumper up about 4 inches from rest. And it'll get on down the road real quick. And it will definitely win the argument with the tires in the dry now.
Yeah. Yeah, one of these days I got to actually do an actual, like, dead stop. 0 to 60 or something like that. But I'm kind of waiting until I put my track lock in it. That's funny. I bought the thing, and I probably should have put it in way back when, during the summer, when it was nice out. You know?
That would help.
Yep. Well, instead I just bullshitted around and put it off, and now it's sitting in my garage still. Now I gotta wait till good weather again. I think that'll probably be the first thing I put in after I get my new glass packs on. Speaking of which, I hate turbo mufflers.
I like my Magnaflows.
Oh, see, my problem, most people here have a full exhaust. Mine kind of ends, like, right at the back of my driver's seat.
Aha.
So, I was having a little bit of a problem with it. And it kind of hit a, I was down in Erie and I hit some kind of curb looking thing, and this is back when we had a whole bunch of snow on the road, and I was turning into a gas station. Well, I didn't see the curb because of all the salt, so everything kind of like white. I caught just enough of it to bend the tailpipe where it's a lot more loose now, you know, from where the muffler meets the pipe, and it kept coming off, because, I don't know, I didn't have enough room where the, between the muffler and the tranny mount thing that goes across the car. So, I made a mistake of swapping the tailpipe out with, so the muffler, instead of being up front, is now in back. Worst mistake I ever did. Thing droned so bad, it's not even funny. I was originally going to go to Advance and go get glass packs that I had before. You know, they're about 22-something a piece or so. And on a whim, mainly because Advance, they weren't answering their phone. This must have been busy or something. Called up Napa. I'm like, you got any glass packs? And they're like, yeah, we got them. They're like, what size? Like, 2.5. So, they pull it up, and it turns out the glass packs are 14-something a piece, and they're cherry bombs. They're 29 inches. So, it'll be nice to have a nice kind of rappy, low grumble again instead of a refrigerator hum for exhaust, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah, do very much like the sound of the dual exhaust on the Crown Vic. That dual exhaust, I mean, it sounds kind of like a muted Mustang. But it doesn't drone much at all.
Right.
Just has this low little rumble that reminds you that it's there when you're cruising down the highway.
Yeah, that's definitely the best way to have it.
My Grand Marquis, on the other hand, you can't hear jack inside that car.
Well, that's like my old Grand Marquis, the one I was originally going to buy. That thing was whisper quiet. It's also a good way to blow up your starter. Mainly because you can't hear the car run. Have the key on just a little bit too much.
Oh, I can hear mine run. I can hear mine run. It's just... Well, actually, you can feel mine run just because it is the motor mounts are that wore out.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's on the list.
Well, you got to replace motor mount, so might as well wait until you find yourself a nice cracked up Mark 7 or something, rip the motor out, or even a Mustang, and build that up and then drop it in.
I was hoping potentially for a EFI 351.
Get it out of a 95 truck or higher. 95.
Yeah, pretty much.
Come again?
I said, yeah, pretty much.
Now, the 95s had the roller block.
Well, I got you your part numbers on those radiator fans.
Oh, yeah? There you go.
Most recent post in my Reader's Rides.
Awesome. Oh, well, if you're looking around for a 351, you might be able to find a lightning block for sale. Start with that.
Yeah, that would be fun.
There's I did find another website other than Enlock. It's lightningrouter.com.
That sounds like it has good potential.
Oh, it does. I posted up there and I was received fairly well. It seems to be a pretty decent board, you know. All right, man, I think we're coming to a close on our show here. Got any final words for our listeners today?
If you want to make it yours, you're going to have to modify it.
That is definitely words of wisdom. All right, man. Well, we will definitely catch on the flip side, and I do appreciate you being on the show today. I'm sure the readers and the listeners will definitely be looking forward to hear the next cast as soon as I get that edited and popped out there.
All righty.
All right, man. You have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
You know what, money? What's up? We came a long, long way to get to this point right here. And there's a lot of things I miss.
Yeah.
You know what I miss the most of all?
What's that?
That clean 5.0 you used to drive.
You mean the one that leaves you sweating like steam and you can feel the flow when I'm rolling?
Yeah.
In my 5.0.
That 5.0.
Oh, yeah.
Vanilla Ice is in the place. Here to tell you a little story about my 5.0. Just to let you know, I'm in total control. Oh yes, many people know that I got good taste. And if the cops try to chase, I'm in the high speed race. I just laugh right in the face and say, yo, don't even waste your time, see? Cause I can redline and leave you far behind. Because I'm out getting mine and you're sweating like steam. And you can feel the flow when I'm rolling in my 5.0.